time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. My wife and I recently had dinner with some old friends that we had not seen in years. It was a great time to catch up and see how they were doing, and when I was asked where I was working, I told them about Teen Challenge. They had no idea where I worked or what I did. I began to wonder how many of the people in our community see our vans driving around town, but have no idea what Teen Challenge is or the hope we provide to many people. Teen Challenge is a Bible-based program that got its start in 1958 in New York City, working with teenage gang members. Since then, it has expanded to over 250 centers across the United States and now offers services to more than just teenagers or gang members. In Humboldt County, we offer a year-long program for adult men and women who are struggling with life-controlling issues like addiction. Outside of Humboldt County, there are centers that offer help to adolescents, adults, mothers with children, and also family help centers. A few years back, we added the word adult to our name because of the confusion many people had with a name like Teen Challenge. So now we go by the name Redwood Adult and Teen Challenge, but our mission is still the same. We rescue people from destructive lifestyles. We rebuild them spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And we return them to God, family, community, and the workforce. Our friends at dinner the other night were excited to hear that there is help and hope for their grandson who's struggling with addiction. His story sounds like so many I've heard over the years. He was prescribed painkillers for an injury and ended up hooked. And when he couldn't get what he wanted from the pharmacy, he went to the streets and began using anything he could get his hands on. He ended up going through a divorce and losing his house and nearly everything he owned, and has finally admitted that he is powerless over his addiction and that his life has become unmanageable. This has been a difficult year for many of us, and I believe it will take years to see the effects of this pandemic on our children. But many people believe that substance abuse is only going to get worse the longer this rolls on. I want to reassure you, there is hope for those who want help. Please reach out to those around you who are struggling. If there was ever a time to work together and help one another, this is it. Please know we have beds available for those who want help. Did you know that the Bible actually tells us how to make God happy, how to please Him? In the book of Hebrews, we're told, "Don't forget to do good and share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased." So, if you want to get out there and make God happy, you should do some good and share with others. So, that's my word for the day. I hope you have a great day, and God bless. Thanks again. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.